thank you. Shemitah Shir, Tuesday night. Or Lechav Gimel, Or Lechav Beis, El. Tov Shinai and Dalet. Okay, this is the last Shemitah Shir until on Tuesday night, until further notice. We'll see what happens after Sukkot. I'm certainly not saying one next week, and it's Kippur, Sukkot, Seres Mei Tshuva even. We'll see if the Sukkot how to continue. There'll be a shiur on Motzei Shabbos where I'll go over the whole shift, hopefully. It's called Shemitah 101, and we'll see what, you know. Yeah, Rabbi Spira speaking. I recommend everyone to come here. Rabbi Chiel Spira comes. What we call the Slichas Triple Header. Rabbi Spira is going to be speaking about Kashrus and Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Malinowitz is going to be speaking about Shemitah. And Rav Alperin will be giving the pre-Slichas Shmooz, 15, 20 minutes. Then Cantor Willig will be... Okay.
What time does the program start?
9:15, we said. I'm not 100% sure. It's going to say it in the bulletin. Well, it's going to take us up till Chatzos. Tonight's shiur is of no relevance to you if you plan on buying stuff without Kedusha Shvius. There are many goofim out there. I see since the last Shemitah new groups have been formed to supply the consumer. Many of them try to marshal the neighborhood Mechira from the Kupa is having, and they try to avoid Kedusha Shvius. We will not go into the Hashkofic implications. I see what's happening just as a sociological observation. Everybody wants to avoid what the Badatz does to buy from Arabs. That, like, they're trying to avoid it, but they don't want to deal with Kedusha Shvius. They don't want to deal with it for better or for worse or for good reason. You know, they don't want to deal with Kedusha Shvius. People don't want to deal with it, and sometimes with good reason. You have small kids in your house. I don't understand how a yeshiva or a school can have Kedusha Shvius stuff and serve meals. And I don't really get it. It's like so enormously logistically difficult. Another reason why they're moving away from Yevul Nochri is because then you have to start deciding not to do like the Chazon Ish. And say that Yevul Nochri doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, which was Minig Yerushalayim, and it's a valid Minig, and maybe even if you made a list, maybe most poskim will say that Tvu of a Goy does not have Kedusha Shvius, like the Beis Yosef Shita. But the Chazon Ish really came, and you know, and once, you know, then everybody really ultimately has to fall in line, or you don't do a good shidduch with your children. Like, you know, you're not from really. That's how it goes. Anyway, today's shiur is only no gay if you have Kedusha Shvius stuff in the house. Which Eitz Haaretz, not everything, you know, I'd say probably 50% of, I don't know, I don't want to say percentages, but a lot of Eitz Haaretz stuff is also, they also try to avoid Kedusha Shvius, because that's what the consumer wants. What do I mean try to avoid? They're going to have potato. I don't. What I'm saying now shouldn't be taken as true. There'll be signs up in the stores. But every, like, potatoes, onions, and carrots are going to be shishas for a long time. They store well. Again, you have to always check in the store. What I say now is not, you know, shouldn't be taken as the way it's going to be. But even though it's all right, just off the cuff, half the stuff, matzah menutak, and where they put the southern border of Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to have Kedusha Shvius. So I don't know how, we'll be learning tonight all about how to treat Kedusha Shvius, but, I don't, you know, so it's Eretz will have Kedusha Shvius stuff, and any fruit, there's not going to be any Kedusha Shvius fruit until Pesach time, but then you'll have it for 6 months into year 8 will be Kedusha Shvius Peiros. Uh-huh. So, because that's the season of that. So, you know, and I think it's like, I don't know, like tomatoes, it could be matzah menutak, which they say is not Kedusha Shviyas. Anyway, today's shiur is only Negea Kedusha Shviyas. I can't stress that enough. If you have shishas, not Negea. You will nochri, and you don't do like the Chazanish, not Negea. A lot of, there are places that are making a big push to get stuff from Chutz Laaretz. I spoke to Nochem Eisenstein, I met him by Rishel Zvart. There's a group that they claim they're going to have everything from Chutz Laaretz, which is not possible. But that's what they claim. And Rav Kook in Rehovos with other, it's called Kehilos Charedios, they're going to have a lot of Kedusha Shviya stuff, rather. They're doing like Oitza Oretz, in that they're giving Hora'os to farmers, and they're going to be having Kedusha Shviya stuff. And you're trusting them that the farmers are doing what they say. That's Oitza Bezdin. When someone says that the stuff in the store is from an Oitza Bezdin, that will automatically mean that it's Kedusha Shviyas, and there's a problem of doing Schaira, a pair of Shviyas, plus it's Hefker, so what are you doing? No, that's two different things. First of all, it's not the farmers. And second of all, you're not allowed to do Schaira even as a Hefker thing. You're not allowed to do business with it. So the Oitza Bezdin oversees the process through which it goes from the field to your table or to your store and is distributed, not Chas V'Shalom sold, to you, the consumer. But whenever you're going to hear about it's a Bezdin, that's already, you're dealing with Kedusha Shviyas, right? If it's Shishas or Chutz Laaretz or Nochri, according to Minhag Yerushalayim, no one's talking about it's a Bezdin, right? It's going to be at the Hechsher. How do you know it's from Chutz Laaretz? How do you know it's from Shishas? How do you know, it's not easy. But that spends a lot of, that gets very sophisticated, every Shemitah, more and more sophisticated with airplanes and helicopters to see where the Arabs are getting their tour from. Because the Arabs are not known to be from the most honest people in the world. And, you know, everybody knows you have to, the Dutch is not fools, and they know you have to ride herd on the whole chain, food chain, to really believe that they're getting stuff from Goyish fields. Having said all of this, so today's year, I can't, now the whole concept is interesting. Where does it come from? You see, I'm trying to avoid the topic. Where does it come from? It comes from the pasuk that says, V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos Lashem. Now, where does this Kedusha come from? It's certainly not Kadosh like something that's Kadosh in the Beis HaMikdash that you're not allowed to benefit from. Shviyas you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to benefit from it in the ways we're going to learn. But, so it comes from V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos Lashem. And Chazal knew or understood or learned out or had the Kabbalah that we're dealing with, you know, like Maitzah Sheni is Kadosh, right? But there it says Kodesh Lashem, the Pasuk in the Vayikra, the Chukosai, says Kodesh Lashem. Here it says Veshotzar Shabbos Lashem, and the Gemara, like Chazal, understood and that the fruit, that the produce that grows on Shviyas is like Lashem, has a Kedusha to it. Now, whole year round is an Issa Bal Tashchis, right? At least we tell that to our kids, right? But Shviyas is like more chamor. It's conceptually interesting to me that the kedusha of food by Shviyas, the kedusha of Hektish, kedusha based on Mikdash, says you're not allowed to benefit from it. It belongs to Hashem. That's what that kedusha demands. That there's no a regular person, a head yod, not. Not a Beis HaMikdash, not Hekdash, can't use it at all. It's off limits. The Kedusha of Shviyas, I find it fascinating, sorry. The Kedusha of Shviyas demands that you eat it, and that you eat it only the way Hashem made that it should be eaten. Now sometimes that's determined by people, because in some places they'll eat raw cauliflower, and in some places they won't eat raw cauliflower, they'll cook it first. But the Kedusha of Shviyas is manifested primarily in the Issa Schori, and I want to do business with it. You have to eat it. Hashem made food to eat. Food is not a commodity. It's food. Just like I always say, Nebuch, a house is the place to live, but in most people's minds, a house is an investment. Like, an investment. Like, that's what they think of a house. An investment. And if the wrong type of neighbor moves on the block, they're spoiling my investment. Even if it doesn't start the way they live, but my investment is ruined. So that's funny to me. But the Issachora says that Kedusha Shvius demands that the food be eaten. It's not a commodity to do business with. You eat it. You're not allowed to waste it. You're not allowed to throw it out. You're not allowed to be mafsid it. You're not allowed to, for example, you can't put you can't make it not taste good. You can't put something bitter, you know, it has to be optimum usage, the way Hashem meant it. Now that leads to, so you're allowed to eat it, now according to we use, you know, body lotions, schmears, they used to anoint themselves with oil. So that's a legitimate use for Shvius olives, to make oil out of it. Probably for us, you would not be allowed to do it. Although I said the way Hashem intended it to be used, but it is determined by people, as I say. And if we no longer anoint ourselves with oil, or for that matter, use oil to light a lamp with, I would imagine you're not allowed to do it. Like, the din changes. I would imagine since the advent that the total universality of electricity, I would imagine, although it says in every single safe in the world, you're allowed to use the shemen of Shvius for hadlokas haner, I think it's probably usher to.
People do it ourselves.
Okay, except in the way that people do it. But if I decide to light my living room, you can't use oil of Shvius for Hanukkah licht, but that's not a personal use. It's a mitzvah use. You're not allowed to put out the Havdalah candle in Shvius wine. You're not allowed to use it to take off the drops of wine by the Seder, because the minig is no, you don't drink it. It's like a pikaboli. You're not supposed to drink that wine that you do with you, however you take it out. So, and the Havdalah candle, and so you can't do these things with Shvius wine. Anyway, what?
This is only consumption.
The use has to be the normal use, which is achila shtia. You could use shemen vadlaka saner. I doubt it's mutar bizman hazeh, except maybe the way you're saying it. Friday, people still do it. You could use it for dyeing, tzvia. But again, nowadays, dyeing is made out of synthetics, chemicals. It's not made out of plants anymore. People don't make dyes out of plants. Okay, so. So that's the Kedusha. Now, you have to eat it in a way. So everything's kosher to hefset. Very interesting concept. The Kedusha says that if I eat it in a way that's charig, that's very unusual and rare, if I change its usage, if I liquefy a solid that's not the derech to liquefy, carrots, like a big tumult, because, you know, mitzuri only became big in the last few years. But before that, like, who heard of juicing a carrot? Even apple juice is a relatively new phenomenon. The place can talk about. Anyway, so you have to eat it the way it's welcome to eat. I saw in a safer, if it's the derech to eat it raw, you're not allowed to cook it. If it's the derech to only eat it raw. If it's the derech, you're not allowed to fry a banana. You want to make fried banana. It tastes delicious, probably. You can't, because the derech is to only eat a banana raw. Let's take cauliflower. See, I'm not sure. The poisek has to, someone has to make a determination. If it's the derech to eat cauliflower, let's say, or cabbage for that matter, raw, it certainly used to be that you only cooked it. You didn't eat it raw. And then the din would be, you're not allowed to eat it raw. That actually had to come up without Shemitah, because it's Nogeya Hilchas Brachas. Because if it's the derech not to eat it raw, and you eat it raw, you make a shahakol. And if it's the derech to eat it raw, you make a adama. So someone had to make that determination. You got to go around to chasunas and see what they're serving at the smorgasbord. And if they're having raw cauliflower, so then okay. Anyway, so...
As a rule, is there really only one derech for any particular
no.
type of...
No. Things, apples, it says you're allowed to bake apples. It's a derech to eat it raw and to eat baked apples. Whatever is the derech. Carrots is a derech to eat it raw and to cook the carrots. Both ways. You don't need... You don't follow rove. In other words, even if rove apples are eaten raw, it's still okay if it's considered normal to cook. I guess an apple is baked, not cooked.
Baked apple.
But if it's harig, if it's unusual, if it's rare, then you cannot. If it's just the miut of the rove, then it's okay. If it's still considered a normal use. So a poisek has to... orange, tapuza is an orange, yeah? Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to cook. Most things are going to be governed by what's normal. You could make orange marmalade. You're not allowed to cook it and eat it, but you can make jam out of it. I'm assuming now nothing's going to be thrown in the garbage. Whenever you have a waste product, it becomes a problem. If it's edible, and in the normal preparation of whatever you're doing, you make compote, I don't know, and you end up throwing out part of it. Or that's one of the problems with carrot juice, is that a lot of it, in the normal way of making it, gets thrown out. Because there's a lot of pulp left and you throw it out. Now that stuff has Kedusha Shvia, so we'll see what to do in such a case. But first we're talking about the way of eating it.
They make orange chicken.
So, in Eretz Yisrael, carrots are eaten raw and cooked. Tomatoes are eaten raw and cooked, but again, when you cook a tomato, cook it, I don't know what the word is. Again, you have to make sure you don't throw out edible things, even though normally you would throw it out.
Did the Rav hear Rav Greenspan's question?
What?
Did the Rav hear Rav Greenspan's question?
Yes, I just refused to answer it. What?
Orange chicken.
I can't.
No, they didn't use that.
If you have a specific question, email me. I'm trying to give Klolim, even though I'm trying to give protheistic examples, but it's to understand the principles more. Okay. I can't,
When you decide what's normal, though, do you...
You don't decide, you ask a Polsek.
When it's decided what's normal, is it only what's normal in Eretz Yisrael, in the whole...
It's also a good question. In the makom you're in. Now, how wide a makom is makom? I think nowadays, the shrinking... the small world, like the shrinking, I think the makom expands. In other words, if something becomes the style in Tel Aviv, so I imagine within 2 months it's going to become the style all over. Nechemi, I'm giving shir now, please. I'm catching a 10 o'clock bus. No, goodbye. You can catch... Hello? Okay, now, making juice. Alright, so this much, again, all this is only Kedusha Shvia stuff. You're not going to have Kedusha Shvia's fruit for 6 months. Okay. Making juice. So again, it all depends. Obviously, wine and oil and citrus fruits, whether it's lemons or oranges or grapefruit, is the derech to make juice out of. The poskim, I have a question about apple juice. I'm not sure, why? I guess because nobody makes apple juice in their house. I don't know what... Do they grow special kinds of apples? The companies make apple juice. Do they have orchards of apples that are miyuchad for apple juice? And they're of an inferior quality, let's say? Or
juice, apples specific for juice.
I noticed there's a thing called the juice orange.
Same thing for apples.
There's a juice
different
apple?
Different kinds of apples are used specifically for juice.
But nobody makes apple juice in their house. Juice? You make apple juice. That's harig. Can't do it with Kedusha Shvi. I don't think you could make apple juice out of Kedusha Shvi's apples. I doubt it. When it's nagei, I'm not going to be here for 6 months. When it's nagei, you'll ask a shayla if you really want to. But I would imagine...
Why is that different than oranges? If oranges also have special oranges that are made for juicing.
Because oranges, people do make orange juice in their house. They'll buy a juicer and they'll make oranges. I have to say, I never heard of people making apple juice in their house. Or if they did it, it's harig. I mean, I'm not saying, you could.
Green beans abnormal?
Yeah, rare. Okay. Now, LaMarshall, even if you could make orange juice, carrot juice, because it's considered normal enough, but you have to be careful with the remnants, because the Sefer Eisel said there's around 40% of the carrot normally you throw out. There's pulp and you throw it out, and that's usher. That's usher if it has Kedusha Shvius. So either you could use it, you make up a recipe for that. Or we'll see in a second how to deal with leftover stuff with Kedusha Shvius. You're allowed to make something in a way that there's leftovers if it's the normal way to make it. If some say it's also to make carrot juice. If it's mutter to make carrot juice, then the 40% leftovers you have is not a problem. It's only a problem of what to do with it, because you can't throw it in the garbage, because it has Kedusha Shvius. But the fact that you're making juice and you're ultimately not using 40% of the carrot is not a problem if that's the normal derech. If it's normal to make carrot juice, then the very fact that you're having the 40% leftovers is not a problem. Except that you can't treat that 40% cavalierly. You can't throw it out. Okay, so now then the post can talk about even making a spread. Can you take a banana with Kedusha Shvius, which a banana already could appear with Kedusha Shvius after 2 weeks, I think. There's charts. I think the Torah Tidbits had a chart from Otsa Haaretz, and you can download from the Rabbanut or from Ashrat, maybe probably from the Rabbanut also. Well, you have Otsa Haaretz, you can download from, I'm sure, the Chet HaRedes, and Rabbi Frati's Kolel, a chart with every vegetable and every fruit, and when you can expect the stuff to be on the market with Kedusha Shvius. In other words, the Chayyim doesn't say no such thing. And then they got to give you an agricultural chart so you know on the normal, if there's Kedusha Shvius, when you have to start being on the lookout for it. Now, bananas, I believe, don't hold me to anything. I'm on painkillers. But bananas, I believe, after 2-3 weeks, you might, if you're having bananas of Kedusha Shvius, meaning not of Chutzlaret and not of Shishis and not of Nochri with Minig Yerushalayim, then you could end up. It's not like fruit. Fruit's going to take 6 months to hit the market. Bananas could be here after 2-3 weeks. Now, can you take a banana? I don't know if people do this, but and spread it on your bread. Spread it. Make a spread out of it. What? We're going to get the babies. Babies and Shvius is the problem. We're going to get rid of all the babies for Shvius. That's another reason why people don't want to buy Kedusha Shvius. Because it becomes a very... It's not as... most of Yiddishkeit is even more complicated. You know, people have this bugaboo about Kedusha Shvius. Maybe rightfully so. You know, I don't know. I'm in the Yerushalayim. I don't even have an Eitz or its outlet anywhere near me. I'm not sending my wife who knows where just to buy Eitz or its stuff. But she got from the last few years, so she's chazanishing. So she treats it with Kedusha Shvius anyway. Anyway, what do you do with a banana? So you cannot make a spread out of it. You could cut up the banana. Again, you just got to think, when it comes to such things, you just determine what's normally done. What? The safer I saw is that you could take pieces of banana and like stick it on a piece of bread, but to make actually a schmear out of it, you cannot do.
Banana cake.
I can't answer you. It's a shyly. If it's considered normal, anything normal is going to be mutter. Although I'm not paskening now a specific case, but anything normal is mutter. And you might have to worry about remnants. But the etzem din that you can't eat raw something that's normally cooked, and you can't make a juice out of something that's a solid, and you can't make a spread out of something you eat, is dependent on what's considered a normal usage. if banana cake is a normal thing that people make and it involves, I don't know.
Smashing and baking bananas.
Involve what, you make a batter out of it?
Yeah. It's part of the ingredients.
Okay, so then it's going to be mutter. I mean, based on the principles, it's going to be mutter.
Rob's going to get to the peels and these kind of things?
Yeah, if we get to it, we'll get to it.
Better.
Okay. You're allowed to freeze. You can't make a juice, let's say, out of something. You can freeze. If you have grape juice, Kedusha Shvius, and wine of Kedusha Shvius, you're allowed to make ices out of it. Or you can, that you can freeze Kedusha Shvius food is really not even a chiddush, really, because you're not making any shinui in it. You're not changing it. You're just freezing it. You always have to, you're going to find it, and you freeze it, by the way, after the Zman of Beer, in the eighth year, right? But that's another reason not to freeze it, but you're allowed to freeze it. But when you change it, then already that's the shaila. So the din is you're allowed to freeze if it's the derech to make ices out of it. The poskim do say you could put wine as an ingredient into a cake. Okay, so I guess that's a normal ingredient, wine, or in food. Maybe you have to be French, I don't know. Everybody puts wine into food. I know Kedah makes cooking wine. That means what? Yeah, if it's normal, you could. Again, such determinations of how you use it is determined by what's considered, with one exception. There is an exception. You're not allowed to use Kedusha Shvia stuff for refuah. In other words, if it's considered normal to take, I don't know, Shea, you probably have these home remedies, no?
My wife's more than I.
Yeah. If it's considered normal to take any kind of fruit or vegetable and to make a salve out of it, you know, Shvius, refuah is not a legitimate use for Shvius stuff.
What if it's something you don't eat normally, but it's just for refuah? Like, say, aloe vera.
What?
Like, you know, aloe vera?
If it's not ro'i la'achila, then it has no kedusha shvius anyway. Something that has no... Something that's not ro'i la'achila for a person, for neither man nor beast, has no kedusha shvius.
Is normal defined by what rove people would make?
No, not rove. What's considered normal.
Normal to make or normal to eat?
To make a difference.
A lot of things a lot of people won't make, but people would still eat.
Because they don't know how to make it? Because they're not French chefs? No, normal means it's considered eating. A legitimate use. If someone's eating it, someone's making it. So you can't make divrei refuah of things that have shvius.
So for example, like if somebody has chapped hands, to put olive oil or to put oil on the
oil is...
problem.
If it's... Oil is mutter to do sicha with. Sicha means to shmir. But if it's, you are allowed. Look, I am allowed to eat an apple, even if I'm intending to keep the doctor away. That's not called for refuah. If someone, you know, when we're talking about make refuah, it means something that is omei dafka for refuah, not something that I'm using as a refuah. It's something that you turned it into a medicine, you turned it into a salve, you turned it into some sort of concoction. Now, peeling. You're allowed to peel. I'm not talking about just potatoes. You're even allowed to peel an apple. But if the peel is edible, roi la'achila, then it has kedusha shvius, and you have to deal with the peel. You got to deal with the leftover carrots. You got to deal with the peels. Now you don't have to deal with the peel of an orange, even though nowadays they turn something, they put chocolate on it or whatever. But these things become very nogeya and shmita. Everybody's walking on eggshells and shmita, and not kedusha shvius eggshells, because then you wouldn't be allowed to walk on them. But since eggshells don't have kedusha shvius, so you can walk on eggshells. You can see why people don't want to just bother with the whole thing. I mean, you can see that. But the truth is, I'll say it again, it's really no more complicated than Hilchos Boer on Shabbos. It's just a question of getting used to it, and then once it becomes second nature, you know, all the Chazanish people, the whole Bnei Brak walks around dealing with Kedusha Shviyas, because all their stuff is probably, I don't really know, maybe Bnei Brak also are starting to get Shisha stuff, or Chutzlaret stuff. So then we're going to talk about something that's ro'oi la'achila.
But why is orange peel not an issue?
I don't think it's ro'oi la'achila.
You know, they could eat off it, there's a little bit of orange residue on it.
You could. I don't think it's a normal thing to do.
Like a nutshell, a walnut shell with those garbage.
Yes. Anything that's not ro'oi la'achila
would have to be considered.
Right. Now, here's the problem. It has to be not ro'oi la'achila or behema. So that has... I don't understand. It seems to me, and I'm looking for a clear head there, people don't have animals anymore. Yeah. Well, now, if the zoo... What do you do if the zoo feeds banana peels to... Well, what do you do if that's considered normal? I guess people throw it out. But if would a banana peel be considered something royal or behema? Even if it's royal or behema, but if there's no animals around, then it doesn't have kedusha. But there are animals around. I mean, not in people's houses, maybe, but it's I don't know. These are shilas. The place to deal with these things. I doubt banana peels have to be makna. I say the other way around. Even though in halacha it says if food is royal or behema, it still maintains kedusha shviyas. But I say if nobody in the city has any animals, and it's not omeid to be fed to animals, then I think that din changes. It seems to me. I'm not ready to paskin such a big kula, but
the rav will help paskin at some point, so we know what's
going. Yeah. If you want to know,
I want to have my bananas. That's I.
No, the peel. I'm sure you could throw out the peels of bananas. I'm telling you now, you could. The question is, how careful? These are nice people, not. How careful do you have to be? Let's say an apple or a potato. How careful do you have to be to just peel the peel? Let's say you're in a rush, and normally you'd peel the peel, and there would be a heck of a lot of food on the peel. But you don't care, you know. Not about time, but you know, we're all rich people, and we don't have to be mitzamtzim, so we just peel the potato. How careful do you have to be on shviyas? This is the machlokas achronim. Chazanish held, you don't have to peel, you don't have to be so careful. You don't have to be so careful. You know, again, Chazanish says you don't have to be so careful. Other places say you do have to be so careful. So, certainly, I don't know. A commercial potato peeler, like they have in yeshivas. How does that peel it? Is there a lot of potato with the peel? What? Yeah, so again, you do what's normal. The shaila is, what do you do with the peel? If there's too much potato on the peel, more than normal, then you gotta. So what do you do with remnants of food that were legitimately created? That were legitimately created, but you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage because it has kedusha shviyas, and you're not allowed to be mafsid shviyas food. So this gives rise to the ubiquitous pach shmita. Comes in all different shapes and colors and sizes. You can buy it to match the decor of your kitchen. Pach shmita, pach is a garbage can. Well, I don't know if it's regular. It says on it shmita. Maybe there's a picture of a, I don't know what. Anyway, that's why people who are careful with Kedusha Shviyas have a Pach Shmita. Why? Because if you take something that's Ro'i La'achila and you throw it in the garbage can, you are being Mekalkulate. Because you're throwing it into a place where it's becoming not Ro'i La'achila. Because the diapers, whatever, what? No, I'm explaining the need for a Pach Shmita. Because if you throw it in, again, you created it legitimately. Because you made carrot juice and you relied on the poiskim that you're allowed to make carrot juice. But what are you going to do now? Your apple peels, you're allowed to peel an apple. But the apple's royal achila to peel. So So you can't, if you throw it in the garbage, you're ruining something with Kedusha Shvias. You're ruining it. You're dying. So that what you're supposed to do is just leave it till it becomes not roi la'achila, and then you can throw it out. The Kedusha is poka when it becomes not, when it becomes, you know, when it starts tasting. Well, not, you don't have to wait till it's mamish rotten when it starts tasting bad. But you don't want that. You don't want that in your living room. You know, in your kitchen. You don't want it around. So there's a special garbage can. You use a garbage can.
And you double bag it, put it in the regular garbage can.
So really, you can double bag it and put it in the regular garbage can. The poskim don't like that. You can imagine why. They don't like it, so they tell you to have a special garbage can. Now, some people are very firm, and they have two special garbage cans. Because it has to sit in the garbage can till it becomes that royal achila. And there's a fear that on day two, when day one stuff is still there, you're being mafsid the day two stuff, because it's coming in contact with stuff that started getting spoiled. Most people are not makbid, but the real, you know, some people are makbid. They have two pashmitas.
I didn't really understand
The fear is that, let's say it takes 3 days to become not roi l'achila. I don't know, nobody, I mean, however long it takes, it's not a halachic matter, it's a reality matter. But the fear is that if you have apple peels in there on day two, and you put fresh apple peels on there, you are ruining the fresh apple peels, because they're coming in contact with starting to get spoiled apple peels.
Is this a new scientific?
You can do that also. You can put a piece of paper or plastic.
Well,
also,
Aretz in this year here, they said that you put a nylon each day. You put a new nylon.
Oh, okay, very good. That's what they said. Put a
as they said, I don't admit.
Nylon is the Hebrew word for plastic. You put a piece of plastic
just
every day.
Just like
what you just said. What you just said, they said to do. Just put a piece of
saran wrap.
Yeah.
Saran wrap.
A saran wrap.
Want to do more
whatever. Whatever works. This is not a halachic issue. We're not talking about a shayfer. Whatever works. Whatever works. Okay. Now, soup is more of a problem. If you made soup with Kedusha Shvias vegetables, the soup now has Kedusha Shvias. I don't know where you're going to... You're not spilling the soup into a pashmita. So the post can say, just leave it out overnight, out of the refrigerator, and then you can just dump it.
What?
I can't answer you. I don't know what happens overnight if it's out of the refrigerator. I don't know if soup either. If it gets disgusting, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So then throw it out.
Why can't you spill the soup in the pashmita?
I don't know, that's kind of sloppy.
Why is that different?
You pour liquid into a garbage can?
I'm saying, no, I don't. I'm asking if the parchment or... No, you do the sink. Well, you can't do it in the
no,
sink.
No, you can't pour it down the sink.
Right, that's what we normally do. So,
yeah.
Now, it's Shemitah, so why does the parchment?
It just doesn't seem reasonable to pour soup into a garbage can.
Can you put the food down the sink, but then put the vegetable, the whatever the stuff?
What?
Can you put the broth from the soup in this?
No. If you cook vegetables and make a soup with Kedusha Shvias vegetables,
the whole thing.
The entire soup becomes imbued with Kedusha Shvias. The poskim say just leave it out of the refrigerator overnight. And that's... I mean, again, that's not a halacha. There's no din of lina. Not a din of lina. Like, the din is it has to be spoiled. The assumption is it's going to be spoiled. It's going to be not royal achila.
So if you normally, take the fat off the soup after you...
Again, you're allowed to take it off if it's normal. But that has Kedusha Shvias. And you have to do something with it. You can't just dump it.
And also,
you'll tell me the fat. Wait, I'm sorry, I have to qualify that. If the fat is called not roi l'achila, if it's disgusting, no one will eat the fat, then you can throw it out.
Some people
I don't know. So, Some people, Eskimos eat blubber of whales, I don't know.
But also the bones of the chicken in the chicken soup have Kedusha Shvi'ah.
What?
Bones of chicken.
Why? How do they get Kedusha Shvi'ah? You have to cook. If you cook vegetables of Shvi'ah.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Or if you cook a vegetable.
Everything, if you cook together, like every belia of taste, Shvi'ah also. If you cook vegetables in a soup, everything in that soup becomes imbued with Kedusha Shvi'ah.
Chicken too.
What?
The chicken also.
The chicken
the
also.
Or the pot.
The pot also.
You cook something else in that pot? So,
I'm not going to cover that today. The poskim, many poskim say no, because that's not called royal achila.
Even if Ben
Yom. The taste in a pot is not called royal achila. There's a lot of talk about it. Stifler, there's a lot of talk about the blia of a Ben Yomo, whether that will have Kedusha Shvi'ah. Let's talk about it. I'm not ready to. Okay, you have leftovers. You served, you served. This is not going to work. I can't. Leftovers. Yeah. So the dinner is like this. If the leftover, I'm not sure. I don't have a clarity, because nowadays people throw out leftovers and no one will eat it. Maybe a homeless person will come in there and he'll eat it. But I think to most people it's repulsive. They won't eat the leftovers. If that's true, then you can throw it out. But I see the poskim do not throw it out. If it's something that's, there's leftovers on your plate. There's leftover piece of carrots. There's leftover, potatoes. There's leftovers. So the poskim say to collect it and throw it into the Pach Shmita. So then they say, if it's mamish, like if it's basically called dirt, if you look at it and say, wow, this plate's dirty, it still has some potato on it, but it's not that even a homeless, I'll make believe the homeless person is the reason that you can't just dump everything, even though the normal person, I think, would never eat leftovers once it's been touched and drooled over and touched with someone's silverware. It's really called not Roy Lachila anymore. But I guess maybe you'll say it's Roy LeBahama store. But if it's mamish, if it's like, so it becomes a problem. If you have Kedusha Shvi'ah, I don't know why. I think none of the Chamisha Minim in Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Shvi'ah. I think everything's imported. Wheat, barley, spelt, everything comes from Chutz Laretz.
We put carrots in Shul.
And but it's not going to be Kedusha Shvi'ah for a long time. Because with wheat, with the Chamisha Minim, you follow a third of its growth. So the things hitting the market grew a third of their growth still in the sixth year. And the stuff in the seventh year, it might be also, it depends what's in the field. Anyway, so that you could throw out. What? The stuff that's called dirt. It's not leftover, it's already like, below the level of leftovers. It's dirt, you scrape it off, you throw it into the garbage. So, again, this is why people, that's why I can't understand how a yeshiva can have Kedusha Shvi'ah stuff. The guy comes in, first of all, you can't have a guy cleaning up anymore. You have to have a yid coming in, which is anyway not a bad idea, but you don't want to do it. You have to go and you have to start taking, let's say some yeshiva hesder uses oitzaret stuff. You gotta go there and have a dorm and they serve meals. Like, they have to sit there and every plate, you have to paskin what to do with the leftovers on the plate. No one eats up their whole plate. So I don't know. It's like an enormous undertaking.
What about chalet that fell on the floor?
What?
What about the chalet that falls on the floor or something?
If it became not Roy, I can only tell you the principle. It might be a shayla. You bring it to the rabbi, but no one's looking, you'll eat it. Thank you very much. So again, that's considered a sort of kedusha shvi'ah. I have a problem with that. Again, I haven't resolved it yet because no one has behemoths anymore. So it's certainly not omeid to be fed to behemoths. So I don't see that it should retain its kedusha because it's royal of behema. No behemoths around. No one's feeding it. It's not omeid for behemoth. So I don't know.
Some people have birds or their pets.
and you're right. Maybe that's the answer. Enough people do have different.
They'll eat your chilim.
Not chilim, because
people have dogs. People, I guess enough. I guess enough people have dogs.
Yeah, but again, you're only going to feed dog. I don't feed dog peels. You're not going to feed dog.
Chilim.
Chilim.
We're going to have to stop. I'm sorry. This is fascinating, but.